Howdy, friend.
No matter which way the market moves, it leaves behind telltale signs in the charts of what's going on and what could be next.
What's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
This is Off the Charts, where the expert traders at RagingBull.com discuss what's jumping off their charts.
Why are you acting like a child with your hand in the cookie jar?
What they're looking for, and the investment course they're charting now.
That makes you Chartman.
Indeed, chart man for me would be Davis Martin. He's the head trader of DailyProfitMachine.com, and he is here to talk about something he is seeing on the charts, or off the charts, as you might say, something he's pulling off the charts. DailyProfitMachine.com is one of the sites that is part of the RagingBull.com community. So if you want more information, well, go to his site, DailyProfitMachine.com, or check out what they do, the Daily Profit Machine site on Facebook. Or, of course, you can go to RagingBull.com, which is also on Twitter, at Raging Bull. Davis Martin, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck. Pleasure to be here again.
So, what are you seeing, and what's the lesson to be learned off the charts today?
Well, I'm talking about Apple today, AAPL. They recently had a big news event. They released a series of products highlighted by a $1,000 phone with facial recognition and everything like that. I was receiving dozens of emails on what seemed like an hourly basis. Should I buy to open put options ahead of this news event or after the news event when Apple did indeed start to make a like $1.50 per share decline? Should I buy to open put options now? And I take a look back and it's just one news event. Apple, yes, it did dip for a little while. It's not a very volatile stock to trade at all. It's more of a buy and a hold like Warren Buffett's been doing it with it. I kept saying no to people. This isn't something I would do. More appropriately, I would say I have no open orders and no interest in buying to open put options. You know, I'm just not even going to look at it. I didn't touch it. I didn't buy to open put options. I didn't buy to open call options. It's more of a buy the rumor, sell the news kind of thing. Wait for how the news digests. Let it be. Apple, since everyone wanted to short it, has actually based and gone up a little bit. Today it's fairly flat. And then I've received just as many thank you emails from the same individuals that I kept out of buying to open put options on it. And I just said, you know, you don't short strength. You cannot short strength. It's not going to work for you. Rather, in a market that's on a tear, it's like a cruise ship just stuck in full beast mode going forward. Why don't you just wait to buy a dip? Just be patient.
So you do not want to short any strong stock. Don't short. And if any of my audience lost you in this, when you were talking about people buying put options, for anybody who is not familiar, you're betting against the stock. In other words, a put is I'm buying, expecting the stock to go down. A call option, you're expecting it to go up. So as you pointed out, there was plenty of rumor, et cetera, on Apple in advance of the iPhone X or the iPhone 10, whatever you want to call it.
Market participants don't know whether to buy on the rumor and sell on the news, do the opposite, do both, or do neither, depending on which way the wind is blowing.
And so that right there was your situation, right? Exactly what we were discussing with Apple. And so the idea here is Apple or anybody else, you don't want to be buying put options or shorting the stock in a situation where it is strong. You would rather wait for it to get through any weakness and buy it at the bottom of that weakness. In other words, as you pointed out, buy the dip.
Exactly. And this applies even more so to Apple lately because it has not been very volatile lately. If you want to short the tech sector, there are better stocks to be shorted. Apple's not going to move down a ton. I mean, you take a look at some other tech stocks, they're just going to be better setups in front of you. The semiconductors, for example, those can move 1% in a day. Apple, you're going to get 0.5% out of.
ultimately for you, as much as we might hear about a situation where, here's the news or here's the rumor.
What's the rumor mill churning out these days? Anything interesting?
Right. Like the rumor mill is churning out something interesting. Here's the news event on Apple. The answer is we don't want to be shorting or using put options on rumors on strong stocks. Weak stocks, you'd be willing to do it on, correct?
Weak stocks, yes.
And is there something specific that you look for in the chart to say, here's how I'm determining strength? In other words, Apple, that long upward grind kind of thing, that's the strength that you want to avoid playing into?
Yes, I would look at a chart and I'd want to see something that matches market volatility. So if the market ever goes down, I'd want to see a particular stock that takes a big hit when markets take a hit, whether it be big or modest. That's if the market ever goes down, of course. And I wouldn't want it to be based around a news event like the iPhone release or their watch release. You know, I just let it be. Let it sit. Let it stay. I know several dozen people that tried to buy to open put options on Apple. And I know, I'm not joking, I know one person that made money off of it.
There's an interesting side here, which is that a number of folks who you know and we respect and are part of the Raging Bull community are catalyst-oriented traders. They are event-oriented traders.
Mm-hmm.
But the message here isn't don't buy the event. It's don't go against a strong stock that is having an event. In other words, don't let the news be your catalyst to the downside.
Right, exactly. In Apple's particular case, you look back at the chart, you think about the event. It's a buy the rumor, sell the news. Short the news, I have one member that made money. One.
Yeah, well.
So, that's the way it works.
That's the lesson we hope folks will get. It is, do not go short. Do not buy put options on strong stocks that wind up having bad catalyst events or events that you think will be bad catalyst events. They are short-lived and tough to play. Davis Martin, thanks so much for joining me on the show. We'll talk to you again soon.
I'll talk to you next week. Have a great day.
Davis Martin is the head trader of DailyProfitMachine.com. If you want to learn more about what he does there, you'll go check out the website. But you can also learn more at the Daily Profit Machine page on Facebook. And you can learn more at RagingBull.com as well, on Twitter at RagingBull. All right, we are headed for home on the September 19th edition of Money Life. So settle back and relax. We'll be back in just a moment.